if I'm not sitting here and speaking class, I would be hearing class, you know, from Jannivas Prabhu. Jannivas Prabhu, a lot of personal realizations of Lord Nrisimhadev, and he speaks a lot of tattva on Nrisimhadev. Very nice he speaks. Last year I was very fortunate to hear his class on Mayapur TV. So, Lord Nrisimhadev is our favorite god in ISKCON. Especially the children. Although if you go to grocer houses, they will tell, chant Nrisimha prayer, chant Nrisimha. First prayer that they teach to their children is Nrisimha prayer. Namaste Narsingaya. One day, I went to somebody's house. He was telling, chant Nrisimhadev, chant Nrisimhadev prayer. And the child started singing Bollywood song. I told him, he's singing Hiranyakashipu Kirtan. Right? So, Narsingha, Srila Prabhupada, when he was very sick, 1967, he had an attack. Prabhupada said, I was already almost dead. Then he said, Krishna thought, this person has not finished his mission. Let him stay, live for some more years. Like that. So by the time, devotees are very new, and they did not know who is Lord Nrisimhadev. Then Prabhupada taught them, written down the prayer of Namaste Narsingaya, and he requested all the devotees to chant this prayer constantly. This picture was painted by this Jadurani Mataji. So in order to have a idea, she used to visit slaughterhouses, the blood and all that. So one of our life members' daughter, they were a Jain actually. So when I was showing a diorama, she was so scared. No, Nrisimha. What kind of religion is so much blood and she was very upset about that. Like that. So then they were chanting constantly Nrisimha prayer. You know, constantly Nrisimha prayer. And then not only New York, Los Angeles, other temples also, Montreal, everywhere all the devotees have constantly chanted Nrisimha prayer. And then Prabhupada told them, my spiritual master has not finished his mission. Please leave him for, let him leave him for some more years. Like that they were praying. And somehow Prabhupada got saved. Since then, this norm of chanting Nrisimha prayer, both morning and evening time, was introduced in ISKCON. So later on, when some dacoits have attacked Mayapur temple and caused a lot of damage, so they have decided that to install Ugra Narsimha form in Mayapur to protect the temple and the devotees. After that, the attacks have come. There were no attacks only because they were protected by Lord Nrisimhadev. And Shankaracharya of Kanchipuram, they have advised that not to install Ugra Narsimha. If you don't worship properly, the project will be destroyed. But so there are many pastimes, because even I also, when 1992, first time when I visited, first time as having darshan, that snake was moving, you know. So I was so scared, what is this happening? So one pujari, he was very very scared of Lord Nrisimhadev. Then one day they had a bunk bed. So one day Lord Nrisimhadev came and sat on the bed, and this devotee was feeling very heavy. What happened? He opened his eyes and then he saw Mayapur Narsingha sitting on the bed. You know, He put his hand on his shoulder, you know, pushed his nails little bit, you know, scratched. I said, why are you afraid? Huh? Don't be afraid, he told him. Then he said, tell the head pujari that when you enter the temple, don't switch on the focus light immediately. My eyes get disturbed. So put on the small light first and then slowly you put on the focus light. Like that. And that devotee became mad, you know. He was sleeping in the gamcha. He came in the temple around 2:30, 3 o'clock. He was shouting, Narsingadev, Narsingadev, Narsingadev. What happened? Aisa ho gaya. For many years he retained the marks of Lord Narsingadev. Right? Another time one Mataji, she was praying to Lord Narsingadev because she is not able to see properly. Please give me eyesight. And then she heard a voice saying that, tell the pujari to give back my eyes. And then next day also she was praying, Lord Narsingadev, please, I am not able to see, give back my eyesight. Then again she heard the voice, tell the pujari to give back my eyes. And she was surprised, what is happening? First time she thought she was hallucinating. Again next time she heard, then she went to the pujari, Jannivas Prabhu, and aisa hai, you know, like this happened. Oh, then because somebody else donated some eyes, some green eyes or something. Lord Narsingadev did not like. So luckily they kept the old eyes in his room. Then he understood Lord Narsingadev did not like those eyes, you know. And then they came back and kept those old eyes back. Then this Mataji got back her eyesight. You know, like there are so many pastimes. Once when I was traveling from Vizag, actually Bhakti Vikas Maharaj also wrote that how, you know, they are going in the bus and brakes have failed and they were supposed to fall into the ditch from a very high cliff. Then they all started praying Lord Narsingadev prayer and that bus came very near to the cliff and stopped. Like that. Once I was traveling from Vizag, there in Vizag itself I started having a pain in my right shoulder. So by the time I reached Mumbai, it was so painful. So later on it was diagnosed as frozen shoulder, you know. Frozen shoulder is a very, very painful thing. And you can't even lift to put tilak. You can't wear the, you know, kurta. You can't put soap. It was very, very painful actually. Then I had to do aarti every day. That time I was dressing and also, 5-6 years back. So I thought, how am I going to do everyday aarti? How am I going to dress? So I was very, very worried, you know. Then that day Subal Prabhu was gone to Bengal and Yadupati Prabhu fell sick. Next day he said he had to do dressing, but I was having so much pain. And then there is no one else to do dressing of Radharas Pyari. Then I prayed to Lord Narsingadev, Mayapur Narsingadev, that, you know, I am unable to do aarti, I am unable to do dressing. Tomorrow there is no one, how will we give darshan? I was very fervently prayed to the Lord Narsingadev. And next day morning when I got up at 3:30 in the morning, first thing I did was I lifted my hand because I can't lift my hand, you know. I was unable to lift my hand. And to my shock, I lifted my hand. I said, I prayed to the Lord Narsingadev. That's why in my office, later on I went to Mayapur. I brought a big picture of Lord Narsingadev and kept it, made a... I developed so much faith. Then later on, of course, I always have this regret that has that pujari, if you come after the festival, so many sweets in my room, but I can't eat. I prayed to Lord Narsingadev, my dear Lord, pera diabetes me chala, you know. I'm unable to eat rasgulla, rasmale. But you know, that is very selfish, you know. So he didn't cure diabetes, but this I always had this realization that one of our devotees' mother, she is having a lot of problem, disease, Parkinson and Alzheimer's, both, and then struggling to, you know, take care of her and all that. So somebody, then we suggested that pray to Lord Nishingadev, you know, because for so many doctors also told another 2 months, 3 months, this thing, that thing. Then that time Shankar Prabhu was there in Mayapur. So there actually he did a special puja that, you know, she should leave her body because she is suffering so too much. So they did puja in 2-3 days time. After that, she left her body. So Lord Narsingdev, Mayapur Narsingdev, very very powerful, very real. So we should every day meditate on Lord Narsingdev, Mayapur Narsingdev, every day, and pray to him. That Jannivas Prabhu says that when Lord Narsingdev pierced open the heart of, you know, Hiranyakashipu, right? Like that, we should pray to Lord Narsingdev that pierce open my heart and remove all the material desires from our heart. Just like he removed all intestines and all. Like that, we should pray to the Lord Narsingdev that, my dear Lord, with your sharp nails, pierce open my heart and remove all the material desires, the lust, greed, anger. Please remove all of them. So every day we should pray to Lord Narsingdev like that, he says. Then he may add to this point, that are we ready? Do we really want? Oh, one Mataji, she was, he told in his class last time that one Mataji, she was serving Lord Narsingdev very faithfully. One day when she was in Mayapur, Lord Narsingdev came in her dream. Then he asked her, should I remove the lust from your heart? She said, okay. And then he started removing some black thing from her heart. So then he was saying that, are we ready? That, you know, actually sincerely pray to Lord Narsingdev, please remove my lust, please remove my greed, please remove my anger. Are we ready? He says, we are not ready. That's why he is not removing. Otherwise he is ready, ever ready. Like that. Anyway, so that is, I am very fortunate today to describe the glories of Lord Narsingdev and Prahlad Maharaj. Lord Narsingdev's role is very, very less, only 15 minutes. Right? 15-20 minutes. But Prahlad Maharaj, years of pastimes. Right? So, that's why Narada Muni says that my dear Yudhishthira Maharaj, no Vaishnava Sabha is complete without describing the glories of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is the greatest devotee. And Prabhupada says that the level of smaranam that was achieved by Prahlad Maharaj, nobody can achieve in the world. Nobody can achieve. We can only go a little bit up, but every fraction of a second he used to remember Krishna. He was remembering Krishna. And very one surprising thing Prabhupada wrote, that ease of Nitya Siddha, of Sadhana Siddha. I don't know what it is. Right? In 10th chapter, Prabhupada writes, he is of Sadhana Siddha, of Nitya Siddha. Like that. So, there is no Sabha complete without glorifying the Prahlad Maharaj. Wherever, whether it is demigod planet, whether it is Brahmaji's planet, where it is Maharloka on earth planet, you know, no Vaishnava Sabha is complete unless we glorify Prahlad Maharaj. So, that was such a great devotee of the Lord. So, as all of you know, Lord Varahadev killed Hiranyaksha. His brother Hiranyakashipu became very inimical towards Lord Vishnu. Yeah. Then he felt that Lord Vishnu, I want to kill Lord Vishnu. For that, he said, I will become immortal. So he went to Himalayas and he was performing severe austerities and penances. That he was standing on his toes and bending raising his hands, you know, bending towards, you know, bottom. Then he was performing like that. He performed severe austerities and penances. Right? Nowadays, karmis also, they perform such austerities every day. Right? Whenever they are going in the Mumbai local trains. Right? You have to stand on the toes, otherwise somebody will crush your feet. Huh? Then you have to stand, you know, raising your hands. Right? You have to lift your head, otherwise if you are seeing, you know, like that, you will, somebody's shoulders, bad smell will come. So you have to, you know, lift. So every day they are, that is a Hiranyakashipu, small Hiranyakashipu. Right? Small Hiranyakashipu. Like that. I will add something from Narasimha Purana. I think Narasimha Purana or something. That the question was raised, Hiranyakashipu was doing tapasya for many thousands of years. Right? Thousands of years. He had this knowledge that, you know, next life also I can, you know, like that. So the question is raised, how Prahlad was born? Right? How Prahlad was born. So in the demigod planets, they were actually discussing how to disturb Hiranyakashipu's tapasya. So they tried so many things. You know, Apsaras dancing, putting on, you know, fire and or around him. So many things they have tried. Nothing has worked. Then somebody suggested, if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he won't like. Because he doesn't want to hear Vishnu's name. Right? So then they appointed Narada Muni to do this, you know, job. So Narada Muni went and started chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then Hiranyakashipu became very angry. Which rascal is chanting Krishna's name? Like that. Then he got up. So his tapasya was broken. Tapasya was broken. And he started chasing Narada Muni. I want to kill you, I want to kill you. So Narada Muni ran. So Hiranyakashipu also ran. So like that, running, he reached his palace. Right? He thought that Narada Muni entered his palace. So when he entered, Kayadu was surprised that how come, you know, you are supposed to become immortal and wanted to kill Lord Vishnu. How come you broke? No, some rascal was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Oh, really? Then he also started singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Right? And then but I want to kill him, you know, I was very disturbed. So at that time they combined. So before, that's like Garbhadana Sanskara, you know, they chanted Hare Krishna. So that is why Prahlad was conceived. That's why he is become a devotee, because Hiranyakashipu chanted Hare Krishna before Garbhadana. Right? That is the secret from Narasimha Purana. Try that. So then all of you know how, you know, his body became completely eaten by all the insects and all. Then the fire started coming from his head, and it was burning all the three worlds. Everybody was disturbed. Then Lord Brahma came. Lord Brahma asked, what do you want? First of all, he has to find out where is Hiranyakashipu. Then he put water from his kamandalu, and then Hiranyakashipu got back his body. Vajra body, Vajra sharir. His body became very powerful because of the water from the kamandalu of Brahmaji. Then Brahma Hiranyakashipu said, I want to become immortal. So Brahmaji said, there are lawmakers, right? And there are law maintainers, right? So I am not a lawmaker, I am a law maintainer. So I cannot give you, I cannot break the law, because myself, I myself is not immortal, right? That is only in the hands of Lord Vishnu. So if you ask me something which I can give, right? Then all of you know, I should not be killed by man, I should not be killed by devata, I should not be killed by animal, I should not be killed outside the house, I should not be killed inside the house, I should not be killed in the sky, you know, I should not be killed in the Patar Loka, Dev Loka, these, that. He thought he is very intelligent. Right? Brahmaji said, Tadasti. Right? So, the chapter number 4, 7.2, Hiranyakashipu terrorizes the universe. So, Hiranyakashipu is the first terrorist. Osama bin Laden. Then now what is all this, they are descendants of Hiranyakashipu. Right? And these guys are like small flies. But Hiranyakashipu is interplanetary terrorist. Now they are all these international terrorists. But Hiranyakashipu was interplanetary terrorist. And Brahmaji performed severe austerities and penances. Then he is known as most biggest tapasvi. Means he has done most tapas, most severe austerities and penances. That's why nobody can curse Brahma in this world. After Brahmaji, Bhrigu Muni was the most tapasya, big, you know, he has the most tapasya, severe austerities and penances. And nobody can curse Bhrigu Muni also. He is very powerful. Right? Srila Vishnath Chakravarti talked to write that Hiranyakashipu was compared to Maharaj Vena. But the difference is Maharaj Vena is afraid of Bhrigu Muni. But Hiranyakashipu is not afraid of Bhrigu Muni, because he has exceeded the tapasya of Bhrigu Muni also. So Hiranyakashipu is next only to Brahma in tapasya. That's why nobody can harm, nobody can curse, because they are all afraid of curses by all the sages. But if somebody is more powerful than you, then only he can curse. But if he is not more powerful than you, then he cannot curse. So that is why Hiranyakashipu has done so much tapasya that he exceeded even Bhrigu Muni's tapasya. Now he became very, very powerful. Then he started terrorizing the universe, that he chased away all Indra, Chandra from all their thrones. And he occupied the throne of Indra. So Prabhupada says, regarding many devotees, they say, Ahobilam they go. They say that pillar from Lord Vishnudev came and all. But actually it is not true. Lord Vishnudev did not come from this pillar, because this pastime has happened in Swargaloka. Right? Even this, now Gajendra Leela is going on. Prabhupada says, Gajendra Leela also did not happen on the earthly planet. It happened somewhere on the higher planets. Like that. So, actually, Hiranyakashipu is the lord of all the three worlds. Why would he live on the earthly planet? Right? If you see, if you study Samudra Manthan, all bridegrooms were there, from Gandharva, Kinnara and all. But no human being is mentioned. Lakshmi Devi, when she wanted to give garland, there was no human being mentioned in there. No human being is eligible. Right? So like on the heavenly planet, let's say whenever they on higher planets, whenever they want to curse somebody, they say you become Manava. Right? Ganga was cursed. Mahabishu was cursed. Go and take. Vasus were cursed. go and take birth in Manava. Right? Like that, I always tell, you know, that sometimes when we give galis to each other, we say suvar, you know, kutta, kutte ke pille, like that, you know, we give galis, right? Like that in Swargaloka, they give galis, Manava. Right? For them, very Manava is degraded, you know. Unless you are a devotee, Manava means you are a rascal, you know, for them. Like that. So, the argument is, why would he come here and occupy, you know? Near, why would he build a palace near Ahobilam? So he occupied the Swargaloka. And then, he was always drinking wine. And his eyes are coppery red, you know, because of intoxication. You know, he was actually everything AC, air conditioned. He ordered the sun, whenever I walk, you should cool down. I should not get sweat and all. He ordered the Vayu, that, you know, all the air and all, it should be very cool breeze all the time. No storms, no nothing. And Agni, you know, he is under his belt. And just by lifting his eyebrows, all the demigods and all, they would become very scared and they run away, helter-skelter. Then everybody in this world, except Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, everybody came under his control. Even Narada Muni says, we also used to offer prayers to Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu declared himself that I am God. Then he said, he ordered the earth, without clothing, you have to supply food. And then she was giving. Right? So he ordered Indra, whenever I want, you should send rain. Not that, you know, season, like that. So demigods, you know, that is why we should read Bhagavatam and understand that what is the condition of demigods, right? Like I was telling other day that if Ravanasur to aur had par kar diya, at least Hiranyakashipu he was only occupying, but Ravanasur, he brought Indra, arrested him and made him bavarchi in his kitchen. You know, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, all the demigods, they were cutting vegetables in Ravana's kitchen. Whenever he would climb the stairs, all Navagrahas, they were lying on the steps of Ravanasur's throne. And every time he would walk, he would keep his foot on the head of one of these Navagrahas and climb. Then Brahmaji came, Are Baba, itna insult mat karo. Ho gaya na, abhi, what else, you know, your son will be known as Indrajit. That is a great, great honor. From now onwards, he will be known as Indrajit. He released him. Right? So Brahmaji, you know, bolte hai na, kabhi samay aaya to gade ko bhi baap banana padta hai. Right? So Brahmaji came and started praising Ravanasur, you are like this, you are like this. Ravanasur was very happy, are you praising? Right? Praise is such a temperature where everybody's body melts. Then you have to just praise somebody. So like that, everybody was praising. So then what happened? You know, then Indra was very upset. Why so much humiliation? I served so much, Vishnu. Said, no, you remember Ahalya? So that is the reaction to what is. Like that, these demigods also get reaction like this. So it's not a safe thing to go to heavenly planets. Anyway, so Hiranyakashipu became very, very powerful. So powerful that everybody came under his control. And Hiranya means gold, Kashipu means bed. So there is no race of a woman not left out by being enjoyed by him. Every kind of woman he was enjoying, and it is described in Bhagavatam how so nice palaces, his palaces are, his floors are made of coral, and his walls of his palace are studded with diamonds and jewels. Everywhere, it's all opulence, you know, like that. So, but Narad Muni says, all of us should remember this verse, that sa ittam nirjita kakub ekarad vishayan priyan yatopa josham bunjano na trupyad ajitendriyaha. Said, even though he has got power over all the three worlds, even though everybody is under his control, even though he has got all the wealth, even though he is enjoying all kinds of women, right? Saitam nirjita kakup ekarad vishyan priyan atopa josham bunjano na trupyat ajitendriyaha. He remained unhappy because ajitendriyaha, he could not conquer his senses. Right? So that's why Prabhupada says that people are, you know, they are very hankering to get more and more materialistic things. But modern civilization, Prabhupada says, that they remain unhappy. They remain unhappy because they are not Krishna conscious. Because they don't know that they have to control their senses. They have to control their mind. Right? So this material world is like that. So, Hiranyakashipu passed a long time out of his opulences. Then he got four sons. What happened? Then meanwhile, all the demigods, they were being harassed by Hiranyakashipu for many, many years. Finally they went to the Lord Vishnu and prayed to the Lord. And the Lord did not give darshan, but the Lord spoke that, my dear demigods, all good fortune unto you. That, he said, become my devotees by chanting and hearing and by taking darshan of me. So don't worry, in next few years, you know, I am going to kill Hiranyakashipu. So till that time, you wait. So, when they came to offer praise to the Lord regarding Bali Maharaj also, that's what Lord said. You have to wait. So it's not that, you know, all our problems will be solved immediately. Certain problems will not be solved immediately. So what is the solution? Wait. You have to wait. Right? So, just like now it is very summer, you just can't wish it away. I am feeling so hot, it should go away. So after 2-3 months it will go away. Like that. You have to wait. That's what Lord is saying. That you patiently wait. Till that time, what we should do? While waiting? Chanting and hearing. You do chanting and hearing, take darshan of me, and you wait. So when Hiranyakashipu troubles his own son, Prahlad, and tortures him, at that time, I'll come and kill Hiranyakashipu. So till that time, you tolerate. So, if it is like that with demigods, what to speak of us? So that is why, when we have problems, we should remain attached to reading Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna. And then you wait. You blame the Lord. That, Hare, I am a devotee, aisa kaisa, please solve my problem immediately. It's not like that. So you have to wait. So, so Narada Muni here now is describing the transcendental qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. So here very carefully, Nyasta Kridanaka Balu Jadavat Tan Manastaya Krishna Graha Grihitatma Naveda Jagadidrisham. From the very beginning of his childhood, Prahlad Maharaj, he is not interested in childish playthings. Indeed, he gave them up altogether and remained silent and dull, being fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Since his mind was always affected by Krishna consciousness, he could not understand how the world goes on being fully absorbed in the activities of sense gratification. Prabhupada writes in the purport that sometimes this Shani Graha, Shani catches you or Rahu catches you, then all our prosperity will be destroyed. That's why bolte hain Sade Sati. Sade Sati means 7.5 years Shani. But Shani will put you down to the bottom of the pit. But while going, kuch achha kaam karke chahega. He'll do something good for you and go. Like that. So certain things, all these grahas, you know, when they catch us, we cannot do anything. But in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, which graha caught him? Krishna graha grihitatma. Prabhupada says we should always pray to the Lord that, you know, like Prahlad Maharaj ko pakada, humko bhi pakado. Right? Savar jangama na deke tarmuti. So Prabhupada says, you know, then he is not seeing anything. He is only seeing Krishna everywhere. He is seeing Krishna everywhere. And he was wondering how this material world is going on, external world is going on. Because he is not, you know, he is not externally conscious only. Because Krishna graha caught him. Krishna graha caught him. Then, asinaha paryatan asnan, shayanaha prapiban bhruvan, nanu sandhanta etani, govinda parirambitaha. Here one point I want to add, that, you know, ISKCON, why do we worship Lord Nrisimhadev? Right? We are basically devotees of Krishna. Here actually Prahlad Maharaj, Krishna graha grihitatma, he is a devotee of Krishna. He is not thinking about Lord Nrisimhadev when he was thinking. He was always thinking about Krishna. He is a devotee of Krishna. So, actually, when Lord Nrisimhadev, Krishna only came as Lord Nrisimhadev. He is Krishna only. Because of there is some conditions, that's why he had to come in this form. Otherwise, he is Krishna only. He is not incarnation or expansion of expansion and all that. So, Sakshat Krishna only came as Lord Nrisimhadev. And it is mentioned that Mother Yashoda worships Lord Nrisimhadev in Golok Vrindavan. Right? So, he is Golok Vrindavan Vasi, Lord Nrisimhadev. So, that is why we Prabhupada introduced and every day we worship Lord Nrisimhadev. Because he is Krishna himself. Right? In material world, in order to remove the obstacles, they worship you know, Ganesh. In Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, you know, they worship Vishvakshena for removing. They don't worship the demigods. The Vishvakshena. So in Gaudiya Sampradaya, we worship Lord Nrisimhadev to remove the obstacles in our devotional service. So that is a secret. Like that. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he was so absorbed in Krishna that he was always being embraced by Krishna. He was always being embraced by Krishna. So being embraced by Krishna all the time, he did not know how all his bodily activities of eating, sleeping, evacuation and all are going on. You know? So they are being automatically performed like that. So Prabhupada says that a small child cared by father, mother especially, he doesn't know how all the, you know, sleeping, eating and all go on. They go on automatically because mother is taking care. Like that in the pure devotee's case, they also are not aware how things go on. They just, you know, they are being carried by Krishna personally, like that. So, Pachit Rudati Vaikuntha Chinta Sabala Chetana Pachit Dasati Tat Chinta Hlada Udgayati Pachit. Sometimes he would cry, Sometimes he would smile. Sometimes he would dance. Like Prabhupada writes, like whenever a child is there, mother is around. When he sees the mother around, he smiles. When the mother goes away, he starts crying. Like that, whenever he would see Krishna, he would smile, he would dance. Sometimes Krishna leaves him, aisa usko lagta tha, Krishna left him. Then he would start crying, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Right? So Prabhupada says, that is the mood of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking all the time, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Like this. So, like this, you know, these are the exalted qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. Then Narada Muni says, the demon Hiranyakashipu tormented this exalted fortunate devotee, although Prahlad was his own son. And Maharaj Yudhishthira said, usually mother and father, they are very fond of their own children. How is it possible that a father like Hiranyakashipu would torture Prahlad, his own son? So then, the next chapter, the Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. So, Shukracharya, he was the guru of the demons. He went out somewhere, he entrusted the education system to the hands of Sanda and Amarka. So once Hiranyakashipu called Sanda and Amarka, please educate my son. Yeah, please educate my son. And then they took him and they educated. I always say, one day they brought him, Sanda and Amarka brought Prahlad in front of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is the best examiner in the world. You know? Otherwise, nowadays so much tension, IIT preparation and all. Every year, so many students, they commit suicide in Kota. Right? In Andhra also, they commit so many students commit suicide because they are unable to cope up with the competition. So much studies they have to make. Like that. So our one of our devotees, he was MBBS. He wanted to get admission in PG, specialty and all. He was not getting. Then he went to Kanchipuram, to take coaching. He said, Prabhuji, aapka Andhra wale aur Tamil wale, sambar rice khata hai, padta hai. Sambar rice khayega, padega. Nobody can compete with him. All the seats are occupied by them. So, we cannot compete. So much pressure, to get admission. But Prahlad didn't have that pressure. Sometimes, while studying engineering, so vast subjects, you have to leave at least one or two portions. You can't read entire textbook. Right? So, one day before exam, so much tension, because that thought, that suppose if the questions come from that chapter that I left out, what will happen? So that was the biggest tension I used to have. Then every time I would say, next time onwards, I will cover all the subjects. All the chapters I will read, I won't leave any chapter. Then again, so much tension. But Prahlad did not have any tension. He said, Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, whatever you have learned, the best knowledge, whatever you thought, you think best knowledge, you please tell me. And your choice, I am not asking you any question, from this chapter, that chapter and all. You just tell, whatever you learned, best you tell. Right? So famous verse, Prabhupada quoted many times. Na sadhu manye asurvarya dehinam sada samudvigna diyama sagrahat hitvatvatam grahamanda kupam vanam gato yad harimashrayeta. Prabhupada quoted many times. See, Prahlad is so daring. He is just 5-year-old boy. But he is telling his father, oh, best of the demons. Best of the demons. Nasadumanya asurvarya dehinam, those who are embodied bodily concept of life, sada samudvignamana, they are always in anxiety. You know, because asat grahat, they have accepted something unreal as real. You know, this understanding that I am not this body, I am the soul. Every time it comes, like if you know, if you see Dhruva Maharaj, I was reading the other day, that Dhruva Maharaj pastime also, when he was already got darshan of Lord Narayana, then he was killing all the yakshas and all, Swayambhu Manu came, Swayambhu Manu was teaching how you are not this body, you are the soul. You know, even somebody was joking, Krishna plagiarized his father's teachings in Bhagavad Gita 2nd chapter. Because before Krishna, you know, Vasudev taught, how I am not this body, you are the soul, all that stuff, right? To Dattu Kamsa on the, you know, Rath. So Krishna, they say, somebody was joking, Krishna copied his father. Like that. So, anyway, I can't describe everything. So one thing, good thing, one Prabhupada say, is saying that Krihamanda Kupam, right? The household life is like a blind dark well. Right? Blind dark well. Like that. So Prabhupada warns that sometimes, you know, when we go to grihastha places, the wife is very beautiful. And because we are every day nitai ka alu sabji kha ke fed up ho jate hain. So, our, you know, so we feel, arre, that Mataji is cooking so nicely. You know, we eat with relish, you know. Cha garam garam roti, paneer sabji and all. So we should not think, oh, wife is very, lady is beautiful, and you know, house is very nice. You know, prasad is very nice. I wish I also can get like that. You know, ashram mein fed up ho gaya rabbar chapati khake. Then Prabhupada says, be careful, don't think like that. It is only Grahamanda Kupam. Like it is you know, goats and all, they see the wells are covered with green grass and all, they think that they eat to go and eat, you know, grass. Then they fall into the well, which cannot come. Like that, if you think like that, very nice, you know, grihastha ashram, you know. But if somebody wants to remain seriously, so Prabhupada says, before going to anybody's house, pray to the Lord that, you know, I'm going to so and so house. Please save me from Maya. Like that. So, Prahlad Maharaj was advising Hiranyakashipu that, oh, best of the demons, please leave this house and go to one. Prabhupada writes in the purport, one means Vrindavan, you know, Mayapur and all. That's why we build temples in Vrindavan and Mayapur, so that, you know, people can retire and come and stay. So Prabhupada wanted, now they, you know, they are not giving any, they are not providing any accommodation to people who want to retire in Vrindavan. But we should have a facility in Vrindavan, where some of our, we devotees, you know, want to retire in Vrindavan, we should be able to stay there, you know, and do bhajan, right? So, it's very important. As soon as he heard, Hiranyakashipu heard this, he became very, very angry and he threw him from his lap. Said, you know, which rascal has taught, you know, this our enemy's philosophy to my son? Then Sandayana Amarka said, no, we don't know, we don't know. We didn't teach him. Then Hiranyakashipu told Sandayana Amarka, you know, please teach him, you know, make sure that, you know, no enemy, you know, our Vishnu, you know, followers don't come and preach like that. So, meanwhile, actually, what happened, you know, how, you know, Prahlad became such a great devotee? You know, the question was raised. Because then, when Khayadu was pregnant, all the demigods and all, they came and they wanted to kill that boy in the womb. You know, Indra is very, very great person, but at the same time, very cruel. Sometimes he becomes very cruel and does all kinds of abominable things like that. He wanted to kill the boy in the womb because already this fellow was so, Hiranyakashipu was so powerful. How his son will be more powerful? So we let him kill him. Then Narada Muni came and told them that this great Mahabhagavat is in their womb. Don't do that. So then they did parikrama, circumambulation of the womb of Khayadu, and you know, like that. Then Narada Muni took Sayadhu in his ashram, and he was actually teaching Bhagavad Gita every day. So his mother used to fall asleep, but the boy in the womb, he was hearing all Krishna Katha, and he became a devotee. So when Prahlad was born, and then they said Prahlad will be born only after Hiranyakashipu comes back from the tapasya. So like that. So that is kya ho gaya? Band ho gaya. Hiranyakashipu. So when Hiranyakashipu saw this boy is so beautiful, smiling. His eyes are like lotus petals. And he is looking so beautiful. So when Hiranyakashipu saw this boy, he became very, very happy, joyful, very, very happy. Then Hiranyakashipu was very happy with Narad Muni, that, you know, I am giving you benediction, you know, this benediction, that, you know, please keep name, please keep the name to my boy, I will give you the choice. Narad Muni said, okay, because he gave you so much joy and pleasure to you, you know, and then all the people will become happy seeing this boy. That is why Narada Muni gave him Prahlad. Prahlad means, you know, one, happiness, joy, Prahlad. Like that. Then Hiranyakashipu told Narada Muni, I want to give you one more benediction you asked, because you saved my wife and all that. The, Narada Muni said, please keep this boy for a few more days, a few more months. I want to spend time with him. Then later on, he asked Khayadu also, you have any desire? Said, no, I am feeling so, you know, please hear this. You know, she is the Maharani of, emperor of all the three worlds, and in such a beautiful palace was there and all. But she said, I am so happy living in Narada Muni's ashram. I am getting transcendental bliss. I want to live in this ashram for some more years with Prahlad. He said, okay, you stay. Then Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu warned Narada Muni, okay, I know that you are a devotee of Vishnu, Narayana. I am warning you, I am keeping Prahlad with you for, you know, for some time. Give me promise that you won't teach the name of Vishnu to my son. Narada Muni said, no problem, tadastu. That is why Prahlad Maharaj says, my Guru Maharaj is very intelligent. He taught me only 999 names. He didn't teach Vishnu. Because Vishnu has 1000 names, no? He left the name of Vishnu and then he taught remaining 999 names. Like that. So he got this in the womb itself. Then another, why Prahlad, such a great devotee, was born in a demoniac family, right? In previous life he was a brahmana. He was having some girlfriend and they went to some picnic and they had a fight, and then they said, I am not going to eat. Then she also said, I am not going to eat. Like that they fought and they slept, you know, in one of the some old temple courtyard, and it happened to be Narasingha Chaturdasi day, and that temple happened to be Narasingha temple, because they unknowingly they fasted on Narasingha Chaturdasi and slept in the temple. You know, he became a devotee. And because he was having illicit sex or whatever, he had to take birth in a demon family. Like that. So that was another secret. So, Sandai Namarka asked, where did you get all this knowledge? So, I am not teaching you. Then Prahlad said, let me offer my respectful obeisance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By whose external energy is influenced? Everybody is thinking, this is my friend, this is my enemy. No? Then he says that when the Supreme Godhead, Personality of Godhead, is pleased with the living entity because of his devotional service, one becomes a pandita and does not make distinctions between enemies, friends and himself. Intelligently, he then thinks, every one of us He is an eternal servant of God, and therefore we are not different from one another. So, Prabhupada wrote a very beautiful purport. Those who are in bodily concept of life, these demons only, they think, this is my friend, this is my enemy. Right? Devotees who are graced by the Lord, they will never think that, you know, so-and-so is my enemy, so-and-so is my friend. Right? So as devotees, we should be very, very careful. Right? Especially we should not think somebody as our enemy, as our devotee. He has done this, he has done that. Deklunga. Right? So if you are having that consciousness, then you are not a devotee. If you are thinking that some devotee, someone else is my enemy, I will finish him off. That means you are a... Prabhupada says you are a Pashu Buddhi. You are having Pashu Buddhi. Right? And then Prabhupada writes, I will read out, please, this is chapter 5, text number 12. Please read it again. Prabhupada writes, everyone should be friendly for the service of the Lord. Everyone should praise another service to the Lord and not be proud of his own service. This is the way of Vaishnava thinking, Vaikuntha thinking. There may be rivalries and apparent competition between servants in performing service. But in Vaikuntha planet, the service of another servant is appreciated, not condemned. This is Vaikuntha competition. There is no question of enmity between servants. Everyone should be allowed to render service to the Lord to the best of his ability, and everyone should appreciate the service of others. Such are the activities of Vaikuntha. Since everyone is a servant, everyone is on the same platform and is allowed to serve the Lord according to his ability. Clear? Prabhupada is writing that we should not have competition, even if it is competition, you know, healthy. Sometimes there may be rivalries, but we should not think other devotee as our enemy. And then you should allow every devotee to serve according to his ability and capacity. And then one should not become proud of his own service. Then we should praise others' service. Right? Once Samyakrishna Maharaj wrote a letter praising all the devotees. Prabhupada said, this is Krishna consciousness. This is how a devotee should think. You know, praising other devotee service. Not that, you know, I am collecting so much money, I am making so many devotees. What are you? You are useless. Yeah. Right? All that stuff. Like that. Anyway. As iron attracted by magnet, like that my mind is also attracted to Krishna. I am helpless. Like that. Anyway, they started teaching him politics, anymore, you know, friends, relatives, this, that. Then after some time again, Maharani Khayadu dressed him very nicely, and she presented him again for the exam. And Prahlad offered obeisances, right? And again he did not compose any paper. Right? No neat exam. Yesterday I was reading, nowadays they have become so expert in Chandigarh. There was a van. Some expert doctors, you know, students were sitting in that van. And they put Bluetooth. They put Bluetooth and they started dictating questions in that Bluetooth. And there, you know, they were answering, they were telling the answers, and they were writing. And they got top, you know, 5 marks in the medical exam. Later on it was found out. Now they are not allowing any, they can't even wear full sleeves, no metal buttons, no high heels, you know, no finger rings. Like that, you know, so many things they can't wear, this they can't wear, so because they are cheating, you know. In Bihar, you know, they found, no, they were hanging a father and they are hanging from the kitchen the window, and they were dictating. There was a photograph also. Like that. Prahlad Maharaj did not have that problem. Again the same question he asked. What is the best knowledge that you have learned? Right? So this time Prahlad, you know, this is the basis of our Krishna consciousness movement, this verse. Right? Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmani Vedanam Iti Pumsharpita Vishnu Bhaktishche Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavati Adha Tanmanye Dhitam Uttamam. When he chanted this verse, Hiranyakashipu became so angry, he took him and then threw him. Said, "You rascal." Then he started chastising Sandai Namarka very heavily. And then Sandai Namarka prayed, "My dear sir, we are Brahmanas, you should not chastise like that. We did not teach anything. You know, we did not teach anything to your son. Your son is naturally a devotee. Naturally a devotee." Then he gave some more galis to Prahlad Maharaj. Then he said, "Now you should kill this boy. Make arrangements to kill this boy." Right? So Sandai Namarka, and he ordered, you know, the soldiers, you know, to pierce tridents, you know, in his very soft lotus body. Right? So they started torturing Prahlad, and then Prahlad was not at all disturbed, because he was, you know, actually in the first attempt, actually he wanted to kill Prahlad, because he said, "You are not God," because Hiranyakashipu declared himself that, you know, Bhagavan Hiranyakashipu. Everybody has to address him as Bhagavan Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad was refusing. Prahlad was refusing to. Then he wanted to kill Prahlad. Right? But he could not kill Prahlad. You know? So Maharani Kaido was very, very scared. Right? So one day, they threw him from the mountain. Right? And then, even though, then he, cart was going on the road, you know, he fell on the cart. Right? One Sandai Namarka, they have arranged some elephant. You know? That elephant, started coming towards, you know, Prahlad. Prahlad was not at all scared. But Sandai Namarka, they ran away. They were hiding, thinking that, you know, elephant will kill Prahlad. But Prahlad was, you know, simply sitting and chanting, "Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya." Like that he was simply sitting and chanting. That elephant came and offered obeisances and went away. Right? Like that. And once they threw him in the ocean. This rascal was there, his Hiranyakashipu's brother-in-law, Viprachiti. He came and said, "Well, we'll do one thing." Right? Then he came and threw him in the ocean. Right? So Lord Vishnu was telling Lakshmiji, so they both are seeing from the Vaikuntha planet. So what is happening? What will happen? You know? Then seeing the devotion of Prahlad Maharaj, Lakshmi Devi accepted Prahlad as her own son. Right? Yeah, okay. Has her own son. So who is Lakshmi Devi? Lakshmi Ji is the, you know, daughter of ocean. Right? So she went and prayed to, you know, ocean god that, you know, my son is, thrown in the ocean. Save him. So Prahlad was simply chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and then ocean god came and took him and, you know, started doing all kinds of upacharas and all that. So you're saying, "Mera to, ye to mera grandson hai, nati, huh? So beautiful, so handsome, I'll keep him with me." Then Maharani Kayadu, Shiva started searching, where is Prahlad, where is Prahlad, where is Prahlad? You know, then she came to know that, you know, the boy was thrown in the ocean. And then she started praying to the ocean god, please give back my son. Then she started threatening that I will, you know, jump myself in the ocean and die if you don't give me my son. Then Lakshmi Devi said, see, you have to give him back, because then ocean god came and handed over the son to Prahlad. And then Viprajiti, Hiranyakashipu, they were all already celebrating that Prahlad was dead. Then they saw Prahlad in the hands of, you know, Khayadu. They were very shocked. How this guy, you know, we cannot kill him like that. Then Maharani Khayadu told that, why didn't you tell, no, Hiranyakashipu, that you are God? Because he is trying to kill you so many times. You know, it's not good, you know, because she was so scared. Then Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear mother, you should not change your Siddhanta according to the king's orders. Because this king was telling some Siddhanta that I am God. Next time somebody else will come and says, I am God. So I have to keep changing my Siddhanta. Then he told one very interesting thing, that see, my death is not in the hands of Hiranyakashipu. My death is in the hands of my Bhagavan. He always used to say, my Vasudev. You know, mera Vasudev ke haath mein hai. My Vasudev. So if he wants, he can, then only I can be killed. You know, otherwise nobody can kill me. Has faith. So you are seeing, no? Then Maharani Khayadu told that right this time you are saved. Next time, you know, I don't know whether you'll be saved or not. Right? Prahlad said one very interesting thing. My dear mother, have faith in my faith. What? Have faith in my faith. My faith in Lord Vishnu. Then she also became devotee. She also started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare. Right? She also became a devotee because she was seeing, you know, all these things. Like that. Once Viprachiti Singhika, they had some Raja. So he said, Prahlad's eldest brother, Ahlad, was there. So they sent a message to Ahlad. So they told Prahlad that you have an elder brother, you go and meet him, he wants to meet you. So Prahlad is very, very happy. Oh, my elder brother, Dada. So he went. So they sent a message that they had a snake graha, you know, a house full of all dangerous snakes. You know, so you somehow or other put Prahlad in that snake graha and then lock him from outside. So Allah said, Prahlad, come, let us play and all. There is a temple, we'll go there and see. See, they opened the door, they pushed Prahlad and locked from outside. So Prahlad was simply chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Then he got up, he saw all snakes. Everywhere, all snakes. All, you know, very poisonous, very dangerous snakes. And then Prahlad, you know, he's such a great devotee, so Krishna conscious. That he said, oh, my dear Vasudev, he is testing me. You know, he is testing me. He was not at all scared actually. So many snakes. Then he started praying, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Then Anantasesh had to come and order all the snakes, you know, leave. So Anantasesh came and ordered everybody. Said, leave from here, you know, don't touch my Prahlad. So Prahlad, all the snakes disappeared. Then Prahlad came back. Well, by the time, one snake came and bit Ahlad, and Ahlad died. And this messenger, so Hiranyakashipu and all, they were actually waiting for the news of death of Prahlad. But instead, you know, he brought the death of Ahlad. And they started crying, Arey, tumhara beta to ekdam badmash hai. Mera beta ko bhi maar diya. Like that. So meanwhile, Prahlad felt very bad. That, you know, because of, you know, his brother died because of me and all. So he prayed to Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, that please bring back, you know, to life my brother. So this Ahlad came back to life. And then he also became a devotee. Then he also started chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So he said, now onwards, you gave me life, now onwards you are my guru. So both of them came back. And then Singhika and all, they were very shocked that they are to be back in the sun's hand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare, tum bhi barbaad ho gaya. No, no, he said, no, Prahlad is great. What he is saying is correct. Like that. So he also became a devotee. Like that. Then they sent, then Singhika had a boon that fire, every year during holy time, they used to have a function, festival, where Singhika would show her, you know, mystical powers, where fire doesn't burn her because she got a boon. You know, she got a boon. Like that. So Singhika enter like that. So this time Prahlad asked, you know, I want to see how this happened. Then Kayadu, Singhika said, yes, I will do. I will show you. But Kayadu said, you got the boon that fire will not burn you, but Prahlad will be burnt. That was their plan. But no, Prahlad, she was trying to convince Prahlad, don't enter the fire. This is, you know, they are going to kill you. Said, no, I want to see. Like that. So Prahlad was sitting on the lap of Singhika and constantly chanting, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And meanwhile, Singhika got burnt and this boy was came out from the fire. Hiranyakashipu was very angry. He called Agni, said, you rascal, why you burnt my sister? I am going to kill you. He said, no, I gave the boon for her protection. Not that, you know, she will use it as a weapon to kill somebody. So that time it won't work. So Hiranyakashipu became more and more angry. So meanwhile, he started teaching to all his friends. And all his friends, they also became devotees. And Sanda and Amarga, now they have a big problem. So meanwhile, of course, then Shukracharya came back. So Hiranyakashipu was very happy. You know, Hiranyakashipu was very happy. So Shukracharya met Hiranyakashipu. Shukracharya said, no problem. I'll kill him. Right? So he performed a tantric sacrifice. Sanda and Amarka and Shukracharya, under the guidance of Shukracharya. And they have created a Krutya demon, you know, to kill Prahlad Maharaj. Right? So when Krutya demon came, so she could not kill Prahlad because he was constantly chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So that Krutya demon came back and killed Sanda and Amarka. So Shukracharya also was sitting to hear the good news of killing or death of Prahlad Maharaj. Instead, Prahlad came and pranam Gurudev. When he opened his eyes, you know, he saw Prahlad. And you know, Sanda and Amarka were lying dead. So Shukracharya, Prahlad Maharaj asked, You say that Hiranyakashipu is God. You tell Hiranyakashipu to bring back these boys to life. So Shukracharya said, what nonsense you are talking? Yeah. Then can you do that? Prahlad Maharaj said, yes, I can do that. So Prahlad Maharaj prayed to the Lord, my dear Lord, I want that, you know, these my teachers should come back to the life, because I should not get the bad name that because of a Shishya, gurus were killed. I don't want this. Then Prahlad prayed to the Lord, that he gave a promise to the Lord, that my dear Lord, in future, this is the last time I will ask you any benediction. From now onwards, I will never ask again. Never ask again. Like that. So Sanda and Amarka, they came back to life. And then they said goodbye to Shukracharya. Said, from now onwards, Prahlad Maharaj is our spiritual master. The body you have given, that is gone. This is a new birth for me. So that Prahlad has given. So Sanda and Amarka, they offered obeisance to Prahlad and they went back to Himalayas saying that we are not coming back again. So there, you know, Hiranyakashipu was waiting for Shukracharya. to hear the good news. But Shukracharya said, your son, he cannot kill. Like that. So, first time he got defeated like that. Then Hiranyakashipu decided, because it was reported that, you know, all the other boys also are becoming Krishna conscious. Like that. So, I'll finish it. Then, you rascal, Prahlad, he gave some galis. You should read, you know. Where from, you know, all the people in the world, they shiver at the mention of my name. Where from you got this strength? You are such a small boy. Where? Because already he is getting criticized, because once, you know, somebody kept his son's name as Vishnu and Hiranyakashipu got him killed. Because, you know, he's like that. Anyway, I got mixed up. So, Singhika was killed. Then that is why Holi was celebrated. You know, because in that fire, all bad elements get burned. You know, like that. And then once he was given Kalkut Vish, you know, mixed in sweet rice. Right? Then Lord Shiva, then Lakshmi Devi prayed to Lord Shiva that, you know, please save my son. You know, you are very expert in drinking poison. So Lord Shiva came and drank poison. And then Hiranyakashipu, then Prahlad was kept in the jail, put in the jail. Maharani Kayadu came running, what, thinking that, you know, Prahlad was dead. Because then, you know, Dasi informed her that, you know, some Kalkut Vish was mixed in the sweet rice. But he said, he is quite okay, chanting Hare Krishna. You know, then Viprachiti and all, they got very bewildered. Kya ho raha hai, you know, Kalkut Vish also could not kill. Like that. So, later on, then Prahlad, he was asked by Hiranyakashipu, from where you get this strength? Right? So, Prahlad was saying, Na kevalam me bhavatascha rajan, savai balam balinam chaparesham, parevare me sirajangamaye, brahma dayo yenavasham pranita. Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear king, the source of my strength, of which you are asking, is also source of yours. Indeed, the original source of all kinds of strength is one. He is not only your strength or mine, but the only strength for everyone. Without him, no one can get any strength. Whether moving or not moving, superior or inferior, everyone, including Lord Brahma, is controlled by the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada writes, please hear carefully. I will read very beautiful purport. Some portion I will read. That similarly, all living entities, big or small, are dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One's only duty is to surrender, for one is a servant and cannot independently attain the position of the master. One can attain the position of master only by the mercy of the master, not independently. Unless one understands this philosophy, he is still a mudha. In other words, he is not very intelligent. The mudas, the asses who do not have intelligence, cannot surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada writes, punchline, understanding the subordinate position of a living entity takes millions of births. That is why I always say in the class that if somebody can say, Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to come to that stage, you know, it will take millions of lifetimes. After that, 90% your sadhana is, everything is finished. Only 10% more you have to do chanting and all. Once you accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are done. You know, without any doubt, you can go and say. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Satyaraj Khan that your grandfather wrote this book, Gunraj Khan, Krishna Vijaya. In that he wrote that Krishna is my life and soul. So that one sentence has defeated, captured me. You know? So I became indebted to your grandfather because he wrote one sentence. You know, that one sentence, Krishna is my life and soul. You know, that not only you, your family, even a dog born in Kulinagram, I will deliver. They will get Krishna prema. So that was so important. Prabhupada, that's why Prabhupada said, if you cannot preach anything more, just go and tell people, Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's it. Then anyway, Prahlad Maharaj instructed that, my dear sir, please control your senses, your mind. You know, there is nobody, no enemy except your mind. Uncontrolled mind, your enemy. Then Hiranyakashipu said, you rascal, do you think you are better than me in controlling the senses? If you think that, where is your God? Prahlad Maharaj said, God is everywhere. Then is he in the pillar? Of course he is there. Then he, with very great anger, he hit that pillar with his fist. Then this verse, you know, Satyam Vidatam Nijabhutya Bhashitam. So in order to make the words of the pure devotee true, you know, there is a huge sound, tumultuous sound came from that pillar. Right? At that time, all the demigods and all, they thought some thunderbolt has hit, and they were also very scared. In Brahmaloka also people are scared. And Hiranyakashipu was so scared, he was looking where from this sound came. Then from that sound, from that pillar, he came. Hiranyakashipu studied the form of the Lord, trying to decide who the form of Narsingadev standing before him was. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes, which resembled molten gold. His shining mane, which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face, his deadly teeth, and his razor-sharp tongue, which moved about like a dueling sword. His eyes were erect and motionless, and his nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like caves of a mountain. His jaws parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick, his chest broad, his waist thin, and hairs on his body as white as the rays of the moon. His arms, which resembled flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues and atheists with his conch shell, disc, club, lotus and other natural weapons. So Hiranyakashipu saw this beautiful form. Ho gaya? Kaam hai kya? Fasting hai na? Oh, drama. I didn't know that. Oh, sorry. Then I can't hear the, you know. So, just like when small insects, they go and get attracted to the fire and jump, and they become invisible. Like that, Lord Nrisimhadev is so huge. You know, they are all very, like, you know, once Ravanasura went to have a fight with Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj said, you first pass the entrance test, then you will get. What is that entrance test? Come, I will show you. He showed some object. He said, you lift it. If you are able to lift, I will fight with you. Right? He said, what? Then he was trying to lift that object. He could not lift. Then Ravanasura asked, what is this object? This is one earring of Hiranyakashipu. You cannot even lift one So this Hiranyakashipu was killed by the Lord. And that Lord is at my doorstep, you know, guarding my door. Right? So how will you fight? Please go. Then Lord Vamandev took Ravanasur and threw him from Sutala planet. He came and fell in, you know, Lanka. Right? So very big. Then just imagine, you know, Lord Nrisimhadev, his hair is touching the sky. Right? Like that. He became invisible. Then he started fighting. Lord Nrisimhadev caught him, you know, along with his club. Then he allowed him to slip from his grip. Then the demigods are watching from the sky and said, "Alas, alas, what happened?" Because, you know, they are very scared. Because they are joyously watching and wishing that Hiranyakashipu will be dead. But now Hiranyakashipu gets saved, then he will chastise us. You know, "Are you enjoying my death? You're expecting, like that. But sometimes Garuda also plays with the snakes, like that. Narsingadeva also playing with Hiranyakashipu. Then he took him on the doorway, and then he made him sit on his lap. He killed him with his nails, and then he pierced open the chest. He took out the intestines, and made it as a garland. Then he went and sat on the throne of Hiranyakashipu. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that great devotees, they make very nice cushion seats and all that, but Lord will come and sit, but Lord will not sit, doesn't sit so easily. But here Hiranyakashipu is such a big demon, but he agreed to go and sit. So Krishna Jatakur comments that because Hiranyakashipu is also his devotee, so that is why he went and sat on the throne, the beautiful throne of Hiranyakashipu, to honor him. Then he said, why he tore open his chest? Shivaishnava Acharya say that he wanted to check if any trace of devotion is there in his heart. I will deliver him. So that is why he was searching for some trace of devotion in his heart. Like that. I forgot, Janimas Prabhu said something about why he wore, anybody know? Why he wore intestines as a... as a garland. I'll find out. I forgot actually. Like that. And then all the, I'll finish. All the demigods and all, they prayed. Right? And he was not satisfied because Lakshmi Devi also did not see such a form in his, previously. So they are all very scared. Then Narada Muni said, Prahlad, you only offer, because he was angry because, like that. Tadyachya manyus asurascha hatasvayadhyaya modeta sadhara pivishchika sarpahatya lokamshya nivridumitam pratiyanti sarve rupam nashimha vibhayaya janasmaranti. My dear Lord, now this demon is killed. Give up your anger. Manu means anger. Please give up your anger, because with your own hands you killed him. Then Acharya say, now my dear Lord, I am not going to pray that please bring back my life to, Hiranyakashipu, because modeta sadhu, I am also very happy, because a sadhu is very satisfied when a snake and a scorpion are killed. Then I will like this verse very much. Prahlad predicted at that time in Satyuga that, my dear Lord, rupam nashimha vibhayaya janasmaranti, in future whenever people are in danger, they will remember your form. Hare Krishna. Narsingh Dev Bhagwan ki, Prahlad Maharaj ki, Gaur Premanande.
Hare Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna.